Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the last public weekly live stream. Welcome. We've got quite a big one today. Looking at a couple of cool, exciting little products. But before we get into that, let's just see and say hello to everybody out there. I'm trying something new with the stream tonight, so just let me know if the performance of the stream is good. Okay, so who we got? Mr. Jade187 tuning in all the way from Germany, and he's he's lucky that he's here on time tonight. Normally he's a little bit late, but you know, show's recorded, it's available on podcast. Doesn't matter if you're late, doesn't matter if you've missed it, you can always tune in again later. Okay, we got Veinand van die Kerk says, good evening, evening buddy. Got Mr. Blaine Forster joining us tonight. Hi all, good evening. And what I'm trying to do with the new with this live stream is I'm trying to get the latency as low as possible. So I'm hoping that when I see your comments, I can respond much faster. We've got Dacia Project there asking about any advice on flexible solar panels. There's a flexible solar panel. It's awesome. I highly recommend getting one. Van Ech Forster, hello, hello. MAL Photography, good evening all. Greetings from the UK. Great. Mr. Rule Frosema. Go Prepared 4x4 and Camping. Good evening from Go Prepared 4x4 and Camping in Mossel Bay. Awesome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Victor Bart. Oh, we got our regulars here. We got some new people here. Good, 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 good. This looks like we're going to have a nice little stream tonight. So, look, you guys know that there's been the Garmin campaign going on at the moment. I mean, if you don't know, I feel like I've just been spamming the hell out of everybody on social media about it, but it's actually really been more about sharing people's posts. And what's really surprised me about doing this campaign is how varied my audience is. And that's something that I've really actually enjoyed. And seeing that people are out kayaking, people are mountain biking, people are 4x4ing and overlanding, and like just going for a cycle with the kids, but they're active, outdoorsy people. And it's been very cool to kind of see that as people have been sharing their posts. We've seen some really great ones come through, and I've tried to share them as they've come in. But I wanted to do a little bit of a shout out, because for those of you who don't know, we went into the second phase of the Garmin Solar kind of launch. And that is now where, you know, we can talk about the products, we can show some of the footage and do all of that stuff. And now it's going to be time for me to be able to let you guys know a little bit more information about this if you haven't checked out already. Because I've been using this now for the past week and I've been loving it. I'm going to be honest with you. I've been loving it. So essentially, I want to run you through the little video that kind of launched phase two. I'm sure most of you guys have seen this on Instagram, but for those who haven't, who aren't on Instagram and would still like to enter, I'm gonna cue the video now for you guys, and yeah, see you on the other side.
I just wanna say a massive shout out to Garmin SA for hosting this competition and this Do What You Love challenge. It's been really fun to get out here, have some fun, break out of the lockdown blues for just a little bit. And you guys have been sharing your hashtag Do What You Love posts throughout the week, and you've been representing Team Adrian, and I can't thank you enough for that. But the competition is still on. And with the giveaway being announced, there isn't much more time to stand a chance to win yourself a Garmin Solar. And now it's time for you to get out there and be able to do what you love even longer. So from now on, your posts need to include the hashtag Do What You Love Longer and still represent Team Adrian and tag Garmin SA. Get out there. I can't wait to see what you guys get up to.
So yeah, it was a lot of fun going out there and making these videos. It was actually such a cool campaign to work on where I could really, the brief was do what you love. Like, I mean, and that was the brief for all of you guys. It's just go out there and just do what you love and share a photo of it. I mean, how hard is that to do? I mean, it's It's the easiest thing in the world. So I think it's been a really cool campaign. It's been really cool to see what you guys are up to. And I really hope that Team Adrian kind of comes out on top, guys, because I've been informed that you don't have to just enter once. The more you enter, the more posts you use, the more times you use the hashtag, like the hashtag do what you love longer and hashtag Team Adrian, the higher the likelihood of you winning. So that is something that I feel like a lot of people have been quite conservative. They've only like maybe done it once, maybe twice, but you guys can actually go whole hog on that. So if you want to still keep posting, the actual winner is announced on Friday. So you guys still have this kind of week to enter, submit your pictures, things like that. It is available only for South African citizens. So sorry to you guys who are international. You can enter anyway, but you're not going to win. But anyways, let's just check who all is in the chat. We've got Aditya Raghu, hi from Mauritius. We got McKebby Vlogs, hi from Namibia. Welcome, welcome. We've got Your Caseworker. I got the tactical in Moss for $199. Oh, that's awesome, man. I know Rolf is very keen on that one. Those are, they look really, really good. Peter Cornelius saying good evening. Hello, hello. Mr. Chris Gibb, hola. Andrew Huffner, hello. Evan Saunders, how's it, Romers? Robert Portelli, hi, guys. We've got good evening from Go Prepared 4x4 in Camping Mossel Bay. Keep up the awesome work. Can't wait for the new Lux Build videos. Very proudly South African supporters. That's awesome. Great to hear that, guys. Is Jade187 asks, is it only for people in South Africa? Yes, this giveaway is only for people in South Africa, unfortunately. There may have been or there might be giveaways in your area. So maybe go and look for your local Garmin Instagram page and see if they're running any giveaways or anything like that. Robert Portelli giving wise advice there. He says you guys should like and subscribe. It really helps a lot. And I agree with him. So you should listen to him. We've got Nati and Sally saying, how's it, Adrian? Hello, hello. Are there Rome Overland stickers? I might want one on the Unimog when it is on the road. There are Rome Overlanding stickers. They are not here at the moment, but you can always order online on the Rome store on the website, which is just www.romeoverlanding.com. You can head there and in the store there, you can grab a sticker. I advise that for the international viewers. You guys are always welcome to the merch store. For local viewers, I would recommend just contacting me directly if you want stickers or any merch or anything like that. So I wanted to share some of these hashtag do what you love longer posts because there was some real gold over the past week. And this is the hashtag do what you love longer. So these are the photos from phase two. So we've got Adla da Silva here. And this is a beautiful sunset. Oh man, that makes me just want to go out and have a little day out. We've got Bianx Jade. This looks like a little bit of fun, and I think that is a Jimny as well, doing a little bit of a water crossing there. I mean, that's what a great day out. We've got Mr. Kutsa 94 here in a part of an epic convoy, got the camera ready. The man is living my life there. You know what I mean? It's ready to go out having a jaw, 4x4ing, overlanding, doing the things. Guys, here's a special one. That's the Jimny. That's the Jimny and the new owners. Already out, busy enjoying Marikele National Park, and it's very cool. It makes me a little bit emotional to see, you know, other people posting photos of my Jimny on social media, but you know what? It's fine. It's fine. It's not a competition. We just got to let people enjoy their life. No, but otherwise it looks really cool. I see Mr. Crezo is in there. I'm watching you, buddy. I'm watching you. You're my patron. You're not their patron. Okay, I'm protective of my patrons. If we need to start a fight, we can start a fight. Okay, look, I've got a skelly tool here and a series of small torches. I'm not afraid to go to war. we've got Nixicola doing a little bit of mountain biking here, and that looks like an awesome, awesome little trail. Looks like lots of fun. I actually went and did a little bit of mountain biking myself this weekend. I'm going to tell you the story because I've got a sore ass and it definitely needs to be told. Mr. Rulf Rosema here, doing a little bit of fly fishing with his lovely lady.
This is like such a wholesome competition. Like, is there any way you can't enter this competition? There's no excuse, guys. I'm going to be honest with you. There's absolutely no excuse. Like, this is the most wholesome thing you could ever enter and win a cool gadget. I mean, come on.
We got TD_Tim also taking out the mountain bike. Got his bucky loaded up there. Looks like that is going to be an awesome day. Now, this one is a little bit difficult to see, but if you look carefully here, we got Mr. I don't know how to say this, but I know that there's a funny kerk in there, and I know it's, I just don't know the wee funny kerk or the via funny kerk, or I don't know the Afrikaans part of it. But if you can look very carefully here, you can see it looks like a Land Rover Defender and people sitting all around it and the stars and the moon. Like, there's probably no other shot that can explain a beautiful kind of overlanding evening out in the bush. And yeah, that brings us to wrap that little section up. So it's been really a positive, uplifting campaign. It's been really cool to kind of see everyone and what they're up to. And you know what? There's still time. So I want to see you guys, what you've been up to, things like that. Don't feel shy. Post, and kind of share those moments that you really enjoy. So it's going to be cool. I would love for Team Adrian to win. At the moment, we're in second. So, I mean, that's pretty close to first, but it's not first. And, you know, I expect a little bit more from you guys. I'm going to be honest. You know, I work really hard on my videos and I put in a lot of effort, and I just see you guys kind of like, you know, only giving me second best. But, you know, it's okay. But I expect more from you. I'm like the permanently disappointed parent. You can try your hardest, but guys, it's got to be first or last. That's it. gosh, we've got Mr. Veinard van die Kerk here, who obviously posted that picture of the Landy, and he says, we're having a smoke on that Landy, so three less stars. No, lekker, man. We got Beza Production saying, how's it going, my man? Hope all is well. All is well. I've learned to slow down and be patient, because obviously waiting for this new vehicle is a very infuriating process, and you don't want to get too excited all the time. I thought I was going to get it on Friday. That didn't end up happening. And then I got told maybe Wednesday. So I'm just kind of like, I'm trying to ignore it right now until it happens. But it's putting a little bit of pressure on, because I wanted the first episode of the new build to go up on the 28th of July, and I just don't know if that's going to happen. But we're going to try. Evan Saunders, going to flood the feed till Friday, Adrian. There we go. That is the kind of commitment and dedication I expect from hashtag Team Adrian. Evan Saunders, good on you, buddy. Victor Bod, what is the first thing you're going to install on the new truck? That's actually a very good question. That is a very good question. And I think it's going to be kind of maybe, I don't know if it's anticlimactic or not. I'm not too sure. But the first big kind of sponsored thing that I'm going to install on the vehicle, because obviously I've still got my other doodads and stuff here, you know, so it's not anything new going on the vehicle. So for example, one of the episodes, I'm going to cover the interior of the vehicle, right? So that's obviously going to be installing stuff like the Garmin Overlander, my Garmin InReach Mini, finding where they're going to sit really nicely, doing things like installing a cruise control, a couple little things like that. But I'd say probably the first mod that I'm going to do is going to be the cruise control. That's probably the first thing I'm going to add to the vehicle. And then the first sponsored thing that's going to go on the vehicle is going to be the tackler seat covers. That's for sure. Because I learned with the Jimny, the sooner you get that stuff on, the better. Okay, granted, it's not a brand new car. So, I mean, it's not like you're going to be damaging the interior. But I'm rough on things. So, and I am in muddy places and sandy places and dirty things, all the stuff. So for me, it's just one of those things. I want to get those seat covers on there as soon as possible. So that's probably what I'll be doing. We got Mr. Axel Cartwright tuning in a little bit late, but it's okay. We haven't gotten into the juicy stuff just yet. Then we have Neil. Look at Axel Cartwright, yeah. The first thing I'm going to install on my Hilux is a Land Rover badge. I don't want oil leaks, buddy. I don't want oil leaks, and that's just a bad omen. Neil van Rensburg, how's it, buddy? Dust and diesel overlanding, team watching and supporting all the way from the Western Cape, waiting for you in the snowy mountains. You had to add that in there, hey? You know, how to kick a man when he's down. I've got Mr. Simon from Rollboss Overland sending photos of them having a wonderful weekend out in the snow. I've got Mr. Neil van Rensburg telling me about the amazing snow in the Western Cape. And here we sit, freezing our nuggets off in Gauteng with no snow, with no reward. We just get the cold. It's not fair. It's not fair. So right now, I'm on a bit of a kind of anti-Western Cape at the moment. So, but, okay, I think we got enough people here. I want to have a little look at this guy. So, as you can see, Garmin Instinct Solar, okay? I've been playing around with this thing now for, well, a little bit under a week. The embargo only broke, I think, last week, Thursday. And that's when you would have seen the kind of first video and stuff. And they only arrived last week, Thursday. And man, you guys know what I was using before. And it's, you can't really compare the two, actually. You can't compare them at all. Because I fully charged this. Let me just take it up so I can show you. I fully charged this today for the first time, okay? This is the first time I've actually charged this thing. Look at the, oh wait. We're going to have to do trickery and magic here. I need to hide my face with the watch. Okay. Can you see the battery? Wait, we're a bit close. I don't know if you can see that, okay? Probably not. I don't know, I'm messing things up here. But 26 days. It says 26 days. 26 days. I'm used to hearing stuff like 2 days, 7 days. Maybe if you really splash out on a really expensive watch, you're looking at 14 days. This starts at 26. It starts at 26. And it goes up. It can get an additional 30 days when you're out in the sun. It's just like, it changes, like I keep looking at the watch and I'm like, I look at the battery and I'm like, yeah, but the battery, because I hadn't charged it before. And the battery was low and it still said like 7 days. I was like, what? But my brain is telling me I need to charge the watch, but I don't need to charge the watch. And it's just like I'm trying to get, that's what I'm trying to get used to, is how insane the battery life on this thing actually is. That means I can go on a 26-day trip and not have to ever worry about charging this. I mean, that's just, it's now a watch. And now I can wear it all the time. It's a military-grade construction. So it's tough as nails. It's water-resistant to 100 meters. It's like, it's pretty much, It's just there. It lives with me. It lives on me. And it just goes wherever I go. And that is something that, like, it's just kind of boggles my mind. I bought this little watch on the airplane because my other watch just couldn't handle it. Couldn't handle what we do. But something that keeps on kind of reminding me, you know, when I keep being reminded by Garmin and their philosophies, is that they think about what we do. They think about, they take it seriously. Think of this whole campaign, for example. What big brand, right, comes to a overlandings 4x4ing YouTuber, right, and wants to work with them to do a campaign? There's not a lot of brands that do that kind of stuff. And that means they take our passions seriously. And I respect that because I respect our passions. I love what we do, right? And they also love what we do. And they make the products for that. And I just think, like, that is something I can stand behind. You know, who makes a product like a GPS that's called Overlander? You know what I mean? And packs it full of the functionality and things that you need as an Overlander. You know, who makes a watch that lasts 26 days while you're on an expedition? It's got expedition mode. You know, you can still track all of yourself on the expedition and still get crazy battery life out of it. So there's a lot of things that to be honest, I've kind of been blown away by the whole thing. And it's been super duper impressive. If you guys want to see a little bit of a closer look, I did upload a little video on my Instagram, kind of having a little look at it, just to have a closer look at the screen and how everything is working there. And while you're on Instagram, you might as well enter the competition. Let me see if I can find this this link for you guys. Normally I've got little minions who are on that copy paste ready to share the Instagram links. I'm gonna give you this link and you can just go there and you can find it through there. But there's a newer video than that video, so just go to my page and find that video. Let's go up here and just have a look and see what you guys are saying. We've got Belly Azwari saying it's a good smartwatch. It is a really good smartwatch. Would you buy a diesel or a petrol? Jade, I'm going to come back to the vehicle-based questions a little bit just now. Kristen Mills, yes, we need snow to justify the cold. I agree with you, 100%. Vaynard Funny Cat, can't complain. Okay, Oak's having lovely conversations in here like you're all a bunch of friends. Great. Would love to get out camping. We are 41. Smash the like button for that wonderful content. I agree. We literally only bra. Mornay Zietzman, single cab or double cab? I'm gonna come to that now. Beza Productions, make your passion your career. 100%. 100%. Evan Saunders, Garmin's after sales service is top class too. Experienced it in the last week. Oh, that's awesome. That's good. That's really good to know. I've had nothing but amazing kind of support from them throughout this entire process. And it's really like, I have a lot of respect for them. Honestly, I really do. So as on top of all of the crazy battery life and all of those things, it's still fully functioning like smartwatch. You still got all your kind of health tracking and things like that. And I've actually been doing, I'm wanting to do a bit of like sleep study stuff. So it actually can measure your oxygen levels while you're sleeping. And then it can like plots it out on the chart and you can kind of see if you're getting a bit of sleep apnea. You know what I'm saying? So I can see at certain parts of the night where, oh shit, my oxygen's getting a little bit low. So things like that. It's been really cool to kind of play around with. It's amazing what kind of technology they can pack into this guy. Obviously, when you're using that kind of heavy usage stuff, you're going to get a knock on your battery life for sure. But it's still on another level. So I've got... it's just been really cool to kind of play around with. And it's very comfortable. I've been getting used to it. I've been using it on my workouts. You guys know I've been working out a little bit and stuff like that. So I've been able to kind of test some of the workout functions and, you know, things like that. It's been very easy to use and really nice. But I think, you know, what this kind of watch gets, it gets something that, like, we understand. It's sacrificing certain luxuries so you can have more reliability and more kind of, you know, functionality out of it. So you don't have a fancy touchscreen, you don't have things like that. But at the same time, it's not like you're touching the buttons by mistake all the time, you know? It's not like you're touching the screen by mistake all the time. Everything is very like intentional on the watch. So I found that very nice. I'm getting used to having like 5 buttons versus just using a touchscreen. But I'm actually way preferring it because I'm not like randomly pushing buttons all the time and have a lady talking to me out of nowhere, which kind of scares me sometimes. And yeah, so if you guys have any, what does the watch do? Does it tell weather, heart rate, steps, what else? Yeah, well, I mean, you've got all your kind of standard functionality. You've got your weather, you've got your calorie burn, you've got your step counter, you've got GPS tracking, you've got like all of the different exercise modes. So whether you're mountain biking, trail running, you playing golf, it's got like hunting modes, fishing modes. It's crazy. It's like fully spec'd. I really recommend you guys also do a little bit of research for yourself and go and check out. There's so much stuff because something that might be important to me may not be important to you, but something may be very important to you there that may not be important to me. For me, what I like is this weekend, I went mountain biking and I had a whole lot of fun doing that. Not that I'm particularly good at it, not that I did it for a particular long period of time. I literally cycled from the reception to the shooting range and it was like 10 minutes. But it was really cool to like track the GPS and see my heart rate and like look at it later. You know, the Connect IQ app. I don't know if you guys have ever used the Garmin watch before or anything, but the app is just like blows everything else out the water. It's just so, so detailed. And I really enjoyed being able to go back and kind of look at it. And now I know in the future, if I'm going to cycle that same route, you know, I can get those times better. I can get my speeds up. I can, you know, you can start tracking yourself and start improving on yourself. And I think, you know, I like that concept of, you know, beating yesterday. You know what I mean? I dig that. I resonate with that a lot. And I think you guys are going to see a lot of kind of stuff like that in the future coming from me. So I think it's going to be very cool. I definitely want to start expanding what I do outdoors. I love being outdoors, but at the moment, a lot of my outdoors is really based around 4x4 and overlanding. And I spend a lot of time inside, sitting behind the computer, working on videos, editing photos, you know, playing video games. And I really want to start kind of getting out there a little bit more. So some stuff that I did this weekend, which kind of now tees into the next section of this, where I have some little torches. Now, I made a little joke about this on Instagram. Look at this. This lens doesn't really focus so well, really close. And I have to hide my face. It just wants my face. It's fine. It's tiny, okay? And this is a bigger version, okay? So now this is the... Let me start with this big one, and then I'll tell you about my favorite one, okay? But let me tell you about this one first, because this is the Patreon-only livestream giveaway. So this is another torch from Olight. This is the i5T EOS, and it is essentially like an EDC torch. It's got a bright mode. It's got a dim mode. It's very simple. It runs off a battery, but it's got pretty good life out of it. It's got a, let me show you here. This is it. Okay. So you can see it is quite a compact torch. It fits really nicely in your pocket. It's lightweight. Here's a Skelly tool, a Leatherman Skelly tool for kind of a size comparison. So it is slightly smaller than a Leatherman Skelly tool, which is something you'd carry in your pocket all the time, you know, usually. And it is significantly lighter. I didn't find it a hassle at all. It kind of just, you know, you pop it in your pocket, you leave it there when you need it, it's out easily, and you're ready to go. It also, because of this double clip, now I thought this double clip thing might be a little bit ridiculous. Well, guess who was cycling his mountain bike in the dark with the torch on his cap? Yeah, torch on his cap, lighting the way. I also had a double cab Hilux driving next to me with Mr. Wolf in it, lighting the way because it was really dark. But I found a use for this double-sided clip, and I'm pretty chuffed with that because now I feel like a double-sided clip is necessary on almost every single torch because there ain't no help use in having a normal clip and the torch is shining in your eyes. So good move, Olight, for something like that. It's a seemingly small detail, and it seems like, oh, that's not really important, but when you need it, yeah, I like it. So it's, I think, I'm not too sure on the stats of this. I've misplaced the boxes. It's a decent lumen range. It's not particularly bright. I think it's around 300 lumens, somewhere around there. But it's very useful for if you are shining around. It is more of a wide beam spread light, and it is a much more a EDC, an everyday carry kind of torch. Something nice to kind of just keep with you. But Mornay Zietzman is asking, does the watch link with an app? Yes, it links with the Connect IQ app by Garmin, and it's incredible. It's really incredible. It's a fully fleshed out, like, it's awesome. You just have to go have a look at it, and you get a lot more information. Because this watch is quite basic, you've got all your graphs and things like that, your solar intensity, your oxygen rate, your heart rate, your all of those things on here, notifications, events. You can pair it with your inReach. You know, you've got your body battery, which is actually a really cool thing, and a bunch of functionality. But when you obviously open it up on the phone, and it'll just kind of sync over your information, and you've got really nice color picture graphs and all of those things. So, but yeah. So just to answer your question there, Mornay. Now, this little torch, I mean, you can't even see it when it's in my hands. Let me go to the next picture here. This little torch, that's how small it is on your keys. It is paper light, I think this is the type of torch everyone should have. And I'm going to leave a link here. And I'm going to... Let me find it here. Give me 1 second. I have a... Let me just double check this link. I feel that's a bit dodgy. What did I call it? Ah, here we go. Sorry about that. If you want to check out the torches, here's a little link. Let me just see if it double check that it works. There we go. Okay, so through this link, if you click on that link, okay, anything you buy on the store is, I'm going to earn a small commission from, okay? So I just need to clarify that. But guys, this little torch, I think every single person should have one of these. I really do. So not only is it so tiny and you just kind of twist it and it's got like a dim mode and then a bright mode. Yes, crazy. Okay. If you turn it the other way, it pops open and it's USB chargeable. It's this small, it's USB chargeable. It's still like all the Olight stuff, you know, it's built to, you know, incredible specifications. It's got the water sealing, all of that kind of stuff. It's a really solid, solid little torch to have. I think this is something, guys, if you're looking for little birthday presents, little Christmas presents, things like that, this needs to be on your shopping list. This is awesome. It's really, really awesome. And they are quite affordable. They come in the little kit now with the charger, all of those things. And then obviously Olight is also running a special on this one, the i5T EOS, that is for tonight only, from 8 o'clock tonight to midnight tomorrow, in the olive drab green. Okay. So if you are looking for a nice little something to add to the EDC, you can head to the store and purchase these on a nice little discount at the moment, or you can become a patron and tune into our live stream next week, because next week we are giving away this torch. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about my weekend and what we got up to. Look at that. There's the man with his cap and his torch on his cap. What a guy. And the little dinky torch. So what we were doing here essentially is I was bugging my buddy Rolf, and I was saying, man, I just want to come and, you know, ride my bicycle around there and, you know, have a little bit of fun. We got some Olight stuff to test out. So, I mean, I was testing out these little torches. He was testing out another torch that they offer, which is based around weapons and things like that. And yeah, needless to say, there was me doing some things, having some fun, having a wild time. So Rolf is an avid marksman, and I was busy filming the torch and stuff for him. So if you guys want to actually check that video out and what we actually got up to on that day, I put a little video on, well, he put the little video, I shot it for him, on his Instagram. And you can check it out there. You'll see the little video there. It's also promoting another Olight product. You guys can go and check that out there if you are into this type of stuff. But you can see we just took some photos, did some video and stuff like that. It was a very cool experience. It was a lot of fun. It was my first time ever kind of being around a shooting range or anything like that. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So that was something that was quite like out of the ordinary for my weekend. And I think it's part of that whole thing of kind of like stepping outside of my comfort zone a little bit and starting to enjoy the outdoors a little bit more, in a more kind of wholesome way, and not just doing 4x4ing and kind of overlanding stuff. And I think this time period of not having a vehicle and not being able to get my fix of going outdoors at the same time with the lockdown and all that stuff and not having a car has kind of pushed me a little bit into trying to think outside of the box a little bit, entertain myself outside of the box a little bit, and kind of get out there and do something a little bit different. And it was just really a fun afternoon. And I think I definitely want to do some more mountain biking, and I'd like to kind of get a little bit more practice in on the shooting stuff. I mean, it was really fun. And considering I've played video games my whole life, it was cool to actually do it for real, you know. I think like the first time I went on a hike and I saw mountains, I was like, oh, this is amazing. This is so cool. So it was really cool. Fenner Funny Carrick, next we need a fishing video. You joke, but actually I've only done fly fishing like once or twice, but I love fly fishing and definitely planning something. So I actually want to, there's a bunch of stuff I'm planning. Some of it may not be Rome overlanding though. Because Rome overlanding is quite a specific and niched channel and, you know, stream of content and things like that. So you might see some other stuff popping up, you know, in the near future. I think that'll be really fun to do that. I'd really enjoy, you know, kind of playing around and trying more things, especially considering now I'm comfortable in front of the camera. You know, I've got a little bit of an audience. I've got all the equipment. I've got all the know-how. Now it's just about going and doing stuff and filming it and then sharing that with people. So I think that's going to be quite exciting. I think it's going to be cool. But there were some questions based around vehicles. And let me get to that because I know that is why you guys tune in here. Jade187 says, would you buy a diesel or petrol for a 4x4 that you can drive also as an everyday car? I would go diesel. I just think it's just smoother off the line. It just kind of, you know what I mean? You can putter about town. You're not always racing everywhere. You're not always like smashing it through a bog hole or, you know, things like that. I would say a diesel is just kind of more user-friendly, in my personal opinion. Look, I loved having that little petrol Jimny and zooting around town, things like that. But I just find you have to like rev it to have fun, and then you're using a lot of fuel, and then it's like kind of defeats the point of, you know, a easy everyday car that, you know, you want to be relaxed. You don't want to like be like, whoa, psyched up, and you go into your meeting and you're like, ah, you want to be like, you know, cool, calm and collected. And the same thing when you're 4x4ing, you want to be cool, calm and collected. And having that low down torque when you're 4x4ing and you can just kind of crawl over stuff. You don't want to be hitting it and having to rev, and then there's just spinning wheels, and it's just like, it gets dangerous and gets dramatic. It's fun in the sand. It's fun in the mud, having access to that grunt, that power. But for a lot of stuff, slow and steady wins the race. Then we've got... sorry, I'm reading all of this conversation that Mr. Axel is having here. There was here from Morne Zietzman saying single or double cab. I don't know if you're saying just in general, but I just think in general, a double cab. You've got more space to kind of put, like useful space to put stuff. I know having a single cab, if you are guaranteed only two people, you're traveling long distance, you're doing like an overlanding trip, like a long-term overlanding trip, maybe a single cab is great because you're going to get more functional space in the back. But I would say for everyday life / useful space in terms of being able to put your bag in the back seat or, you know, things like that, your groceries, if you want to put your groceries in the back seat, it's a bit of a pain when you've got a single cab and you go and do groceries. I remember in my Amarok, I used to pile all the groceries on the seat next to me. And that's kind of what I bought, is whatever fit on my seat and in the footwell. Because you can't put groceries in the back of a single cab bucky. It's just going to fly around there. That suspension, especially when you're not loaded up for a trip, is like quite violent sometimes. So I would definitely say the double cab is going to be your best kind of all-rounder. And that's why they're expensive, because they are a really good choice when it comes to that. Then we have got... Mr. Vayner Funny Kak, where will the new build go first? Okay, so just so you guys know, just so you don't get confused with the Patreon stuff, only the live streams are going to Patreon. All the YouTube videos and everything, that stays normal, that's on YouTube, okay? So that's going to be everything. Oh, and then I realized that Vayner was actually saying go first, as in go to a place. So where will it go first? I don't know, man. We just got to see. We got to see what happens with the lockdowns and stuff like that. Krista Radin is asking your thoughts on the new Ford Bronco. Do you really want to know my thoughts on the new Ford Bronco? Do you guys notice I don't talk much about new cars? I rode that wave, guys. I rode that wave. No, I think the Ford Bronco is badass. I think it's awesome. I think it looks great. I think it sounds great. I think all of those things. I think it's about time a modern vehicle manufacturer really made a 4x4 that kind of pushed the boundaries a little bit and did something really cool. I think the new Land Rover Defender sort of does that, but not really. It doesn't do it in the way that we want it to. And I think the Ford Bronco kind of comes in there and just does it in the way that we all wish it should have been done on the Defender. And I think that's something that a lot of people are kind of drawing that comparison at the moment. They're looking at the Bronco, they're looking at the Defender, and they're going, why didn't Land Rover do this? And I think the Bronco, they have to kind of bring out the Bronco, because the Defender is heavily marketed at the American kind of market. And I think nowadays, if you're looking at the American market, you look at how big overlanding and 4x4ing or wheeling is getting out there. You have to have, as a brand, you have to have a proper 4x4, because people are going out and they're doing it. And they've got the land and they've got the space to do it. Yeah, it's one of those things. Willem Swanepoel says the Ineos Grenadier. Yeah, and like the only problem with the Ineos Grenadier is like where the vehicle's going to get serviced. You know? What dealer network are they going to have? People don't buy anything besides a Toyota for Africa, because you can get a Toyota fixed everywhere. You know, what's going to happen? You bring your Ineos Grenadier here. It doesn't matter how strong it's built. If it's got a BMW motor and it's got a this, and it's like a bit of like a Frankenstein's monster, it might be an awesome vehicle. But it's not about if something goes wrong. It's about when something goes wrong. Then what? You know, how are they going to service those vehicles if you break down in Kenya? If you break down in Angola or something happens, you bust front, you know, you bust something in your suspension, or you know what I mean? Like there's just things like that where I feel like that's where they're gonna fight, and they're gonna struggle to really gain popularity is gonna be through that. What about the service? What about the maintenance? You know, things like that. Then we've got Mr. Vayner van der Kerk asking, suspension upgrade, stock Hilux suspension is not friendly on the back. Look, I know that the new Hilux, they have definitely improved the suspension. I believe that the Bushlaw Hiluxes already have slightly upgraded suspension. They're not running stock. I think they are running different shock absorbers already, so that will make a big difference. But suspension upgrade will definitely be coming, and that will be at a much later stage though. I want to try and build the vehicle out first, all of the heavy bits, and then finish up with the suspension so we can get the suspension tuned correctly to the weight of the vehicle. Mornay Zietzman, what cab are you getting? I'm going for a double cab. Van Forster, why not the 79 series? It's a very valid question. Considering I do overlanding and 4x4 content. The thing is, I also run a production company. I also drive down to the store to go to do groceries. I also, you know, drive to do photo shoots and film shoots and stuff around town. And there's like, I need a vehicle that's going to tick my boxes for doing my overlanding and adventure stuff, but that is also going to be a more practical vehicle to use every day around town. And that is something where the Hilux kind of ticks those boxes really well. And the 79 series just doesn't. It's a very particular vehicle. If I lived out in the Boondoos and I had, and like going to town is just driving to like a strip mall and you park outside and that's it, that would be fine. But, you know, considering where I live in the heart of Johannesburg. Well, not in the heart of Johannesburg, but I live in Johannesburg in the city, and I need to have a vehicle that can at least go down to the shops relatively decently and park in those tiny parking bays. I don't want to be fighting all the time. I had that in my Amarok. An Amarok is not a particularly big vehicle, and I think a 79 series is quite a lot bigger than an Amarok. And it was just one of those things where it was just frustrating. It's like the same way the Jimny had its frustrating things about being just a little bit too small. When you're a little bit too big, it can get just as frustrating. And that was one of the reasons why I sold the Amarok. It was just too big to fit in my parking where I was living at the time. You know, and every day the lady in the red car next to me would open her door into my car, and I had just all these red marks on the door. And it was just one of those things where if there is something, even if it's a small thing, if it is annoying you every single day, it becomes a big thing. So it's just, I think that the double cab Hilux is going to kind of hit the nail on the head in terms of balance between all the things that I need. And I think that's why it's such a popular vehicle, because it can be a family car and it can, you know, do stuff around town, but it can also, you can do stuff on the farm or a mine or whatever, and at the same time go out 4x4ing and go overlanding and things like that. So it's just one of those things. It's going to be fun with the Defenders Turning Circle in Johannesburg. Look, Axel, there's plenty of people driving Land Rover Defenders in Cape Town. So if they can do it, you can do it. Awesome. Love the series. Thanks, buddy. This new series, guys, I've been doing a lot of planning, a lot of phone calls, a lot of prep. This is, it's like, it's very different ball game now, because it's not this like kind of going along and kind of finding sponsors along the way and figuring things out like with the Jimny. This is, the build is done. It's planned. It's planned. 11 episodes is planned. Last week I said 10 episodes. Now there's another one. There's been, now through the conversations and stuff, there's been changes and stuff that have had to happen and things like that. But it's in the works. Just need to get the vehicle and plug it into the system, and then it's going to kind of sail through. So it's going to be quite a lot of work. I'm expecting the next 12 weeks, I'm just going to be 100% dedicated to, you know, just doing the build process and going to all the sponsors and filming and doing all the things. It's going to be really cool. There's going to be a lot of educational content. We're going to see a lot of kind of hopefully how it's made, you know, things like that. It's going to be very cool. I want to take almost like the best elements of the previous build and kind of make that into almost every single episode on this build. So I really want to put in the time and things like that. I want to have a bit of time to craft the videos, but also to put it this way. When I started doing the Jimny build, I was working a full-time job and I was kind of like taking time off here and there to go and do the Jimny stuff and things like that. Now I'm doing this full time, so it's going to be a completely different baby. I'm very keen to kind of see it. Mornay asks, thoughts on the VW Amarok double cab since you drove a VW before? I think they're great. I would just kind of stick to the 2012 to, what's it, no, is it 2012? You know, like the bi-turbo, the 132 kilowatt. I would kind of stick to that. Because I just think once they, the one with the proper low range gearbox, you know, and the rear diff lock and all of that stuff, that's the kind of one that I would stick to personally. The main thing you need to watch in terms of maintenance on those things is just the cam belt service, but otherwise they're pretty rock solid. The one that I had was the 90 kilowatt single turbo. It was a workhorse vehicle. It really was a workhorse vehicle. It's still going strong at the moment in Zimbabwe with the new owner. He runs a potato farm and that thing is out there working, and he pulls his Land Cruiser out with the Amarok all the time. Like, they're incredible vehicles. I would just say that they took a big departure away from that type of vehicle with the V6 Amarok. It definitely moves into a much more luxury range of vehicle. And now with the combination moving together with Ford and stuff like that, I just don't know if it's going to be the same vehicle anymore. You know, we're going to have to wait and see with the new Amarok. But I do recommend them. And if you can pick a secondhand bi-turbo up with, you know, decent Ks on it and things like that, you're going to have a really great vehicle there. They're very capable and they are good fun. Niels Nielsen, my Amarok, I forklift. That is, turn it around and drive backwards for a smaller turning circle to enter parking bays. Yep. Has its quirks, but a great vehicle. No, I agree. I agree. No, it really is a great vehicle. And, you know, something that I'm really looking forward to, I know it's going to sound weird, but I'm looking forward to having a tailgate. I'm looking forward to just having that, like, oh, I need to put something down. Oh, there we go. I can put something down. Like, I'm looking forward to having that for sure. And I've been kind of playing around and toying around, like doing a little bit of planning for how I'm going to set up my bush deck canopy and things like that. You know, trying to figure things out. It's obviously very difficult when you are, like now, for example, you know, a normal person will go and they'll buy the canopy. And then they'll use the canopy for a bit and they'll be like, oh, maybe I want a cupboard. And then they'll put in a cupboard. And then they'll go, oh, maybe I want the ammo box holder. And they put in the ammo box holder. And they go, oh, maybe I want a drawer system. You know, and then they put in the drawer system. Whereas for me, I have to like kind of like put in my order, you know, ahead of time. And then it needs to be manufactured. And then it needs to go onto the vehicle for the video. So it's like a very kind of different process for how things happen. So I'm like, I've got this build in my head and I'm just kind of like working through all, putting all the pieces and stuff together for how it's going to work and what am I going to need. And I almost have to build the entire vehicle in my head before I even get the vehicle, so that everybody who's like part of the machine knows what's going to happen when, you know, okay, when the vehicle's done here, then it's going to go here and then it's going to do this and then this and then this. So it's been really kind of a fun challenge putting that stuff all together, because let's be honest, that's the most fun part of the build, is the planning and the making your wish list and making your dream list, and like kind of like, oh, I'm going to use this bumper and I'm going to use this canopy and I'm going to put this winch on and I'm going to do these lights and I'm going to do this. That's the really fun part of a vehicle build. And, you know, obviously you guys watch my videos and other people's videos and things like that to see like, oh, what are you going to put on next, you know? And I think there's going to be some really cool stuff coming through on this one. Some very cool stuff. I'm kind of like, I'm trying not to get too excited, because I just want to get the car and kind of get the ball rolling and then see how it goes. But we've got green ticks kind of all across the board on a lot of the cool things. So I think it's going to be pretty epic. So I think what we need to start doing, guys, is we need to start kind of planning some trips and planning some things. Like, I need to hear from you guys also, like, what do you want to see me do? You know what I mean? Where do you want me to kind of go? What type of challenges or things do you perhaps have for me? And I think these are the kind of things that we're going to cover in the live streams going forward, the Patreon only live streams, which, if you didn't know, today is the final kind of weekly live stream for the public. So I'm going to pop the links here. If you haven't gone and checked out Patreon yet, I heavily recommend it. We're going to have a blast with this build. There's a category on there dedicated to live stream. It's $1.99 per creation. And essentially the way that works is it's capped at one creation per week. So say, for example, like this week, there's no Rome overlanding video, but there is the live stream. So then that $1.99 will go towards the live stream. If there's a Rome overlanding video, that $1.99, you'll still have access to the live streams and all that stuff, but the $1.99 will then be on the Rome overlanding video, the main video. So, Vaynard Funny Cat, we need water crossings. Dude, I've been watching the Patriot Games recently, and I'm on season 2. My word. They went into the Northern Territories in Australia. If you want to go see water crossings, just go and watch there. I think it's from like episode 5 or something like that, or episode 4. It's just insane. The water crossings are crazy. I don't know if I would do that, but we are going to cover topics of water crossings and things like that in the build, and kind of how to prep your vehicle to take on water crossings. So we're definitely going to be doing some of that stuff. I think that's going to be really fun. Some DIY projects so that you can do that at home if you want to. Nice weekend project. So yeah, so for you guys that are, if you a bit like kind of nervous, you are not going to be able to afford to do Patreon and kind of join in that way, you will still be able to get access to these live streams every week on the podcast. So you'll just need to head to the Rome podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. You will pretty much, Vaynard Funny Cat, our water crossings have crocodiles. Dude, go watch that series. Their water crossings also have crocodiles. It's very epic. It's very, very epic. So yeah, so if you are going to be missing these live streams, look, the only thing is, it's just that to be part of the live stream, to interact in the live stream, to kind of chat and stuff like that, that's going to be for Patreon only. You know, I'm toying with the idea of perhaps doing a late upload. So maybe what I'll do is, it just won't make sense though, because, you know, the live streams are going to be happening in the moment. You know, they're going to be like, okay guys, today is Monday, tomorrow I'm going to so and so and we're doing this. Like, you're going to be getting a full behind the scenes of the build before and when things are happening. Whereas if, you know, I post a live stream video 3 weeks later, it's, the videos would have already been out on all the stuff that would have been happening, so it would be pretty much pointless to post the live streams later. So I'd say the only really thing you could do is you tune into the podcast if you want to stay up to date on the build and things like that. That's perfectly fine. But obviously, if you want to participate in the video and the thing, join Patreon. There's lots of other cool stuff on Patreon. You can kind of play around there and see what things, you know, nice little things there are. Oaks are inviting me again to do water crossings in the Delta. guys, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. It's just, I don't want to pull a move and drown my new build vehicle. So we'll plan that towards the end of the, towards the end of the life of the Hilux. We'll go and have a little bit of fun with it. I know, luckily I know a guy who can rebuild a drowned vehicle and make it better than it was before it got drowned. So luckily I know a guy. There's friends in high places these days. Yeah, no, look, it's, I think it's going to be cool. I'm lucky I've got a very good insurance company, so cross country won't let me drown. And if we do drown, I've just got to, like, you know, I need to carry a spare tent so I can sleep by the lions. I don't know if you guys saw this video going around Instagram with this German couple in their tents, and the whole thing was like, do you really need a rooftop tent? And they've got their little canvas ground tents there, and it's like a night vision video, and there's just like lions in their campsite, and the lions are busy like attacking their tent poles and the awning poles and things like that. And the guy's like, you can just hear him shouting in German to like try and tell the lion to go away or whatever. And the lion is just like, what is the sound coming out of this cocoon? And the lion is like batting the tent and everything and kind of playing, almost like a kitten. And it was just like, I was just like, no ways. Rooftop tent for life. That's it. Rooftop tent for life. Donnie Dutoy. I don't know if it's Donnie or Danny. I'll go with Danny because it doesn't have two A's. It's like people call me Adrian, but my name is Adrian. I don't have two A's in my name. So I'm going to go with a Danny Dutoy, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. Can't wait for the new build. Even though I'm a Ford guy, it sounds like it's going to be epic. No, don't worry. We'll have a little bit of Ford stuff in there for you. You know, the nice thing with double cabs is they're all pretty much the same. So they just have a different look and a different badge and a different motor and, you know, slightly different chassis and things like that. But essentially the concept is the same. So anything I do on the Hilux is something that you'd be able to apply to a Ford. You'd be able to apply to an Amarok. You'd be able to apply to a Triton or a D-Max or whatever vehicle. And that's the thing, is that what I'm excited about with the kind of this new build is that kind of flexibility of the build itself. Whereas with the Jimny, it's such a specific vehicle and it's got such specific challenges that, I mean, sure, you could say you kind of cover the topics of like other station wagons, but not really. Because it's so small, it's a bit of a different situation. So I look at the guys with the Fortunas, for example. The boot space is already bigger with the second seats up. So once you do the second seats down, or maybe you do a rear seat delete and you put in more storage and stuff like that, you're already in a whole nother ball game. You're already talking a much bigger engine. You're already talking to be able to put different amounts of weight on the roof. It's just like, it's a different ball game. So I just think moving to something like this is going to be really exciting, because a lot of people are going to be able to take inspiration from the build and get some ideas and things like that. And we're really going to the nines on this thing. Like, we are gunning for the ultimate Hilux. And it's going to be tricky, because some of the people we're working with, yeah, they know what the definition of ultimate means. So it's going to be some tough competition. I'm going to just strive for the ultimate Hilux. And it's one of those things where they say, it's a cheesy line, you know, reach for the stars, but you know, you never know how far you'll get. You might just get to the moon, or you might just get to Mars or whatever. But it's one of those things, I'm gonna strive for the ultimate Hilux and let's see how close we can get to that. You know, I think that's gonna be a really fun challenge. But yeah, well, oh my word, look at the time, guys. Look at that, we are at 58 minutes. I can feel like when I start getting to a certain point, my throat gets a little bit sore because of all this talking. I've been walking around my house for the past few days with my UV torch, just like turn off all the lights, and then I walk around with the UV torch and just like kind of shine it on things and see. And it's been horrific. I don't recommend doing that. Oh gosh. Don't look at your kitchen or your bathroom with a UV light. You're going to question everything. but it's super fun. I love seeing what things actually glow with this little UV light. I haven't found any scorpions, Niels, but I did find a spider. It didn't glow though. The invitation for Mound stands. Let's hope this pandemic is over soon and there will be no drowning, just crossing. I like the sound of that. I like the sound of that. I definitely want to do a good summertime Botswana trip. I think, you know, just got to find the perfect time of the season where there's been a bit of rain, but maybe not flooding. Sid is a little bit behind. Sid, it's been about like 12 weeks of telling people what the new vehicle is going to be, but it's fine. We'll clue you in there. The next vehicle is going to be a 2.4 automatic double cab Hilux. And it is going to be a monster. Busy finalizing the color choice on the wrap stuff. We're busy finalizing a whole bunch of things. So there's going to be some really epic stuff coming up. So I hope you guys are ready. It's going to take its time. I still got to get the vehicle and everything, but once it starts, it's going to start and it's going to go. So pretty much, yeah, it's all lined up, guys. It's all lined up. And I just think, you know, the longer it takes to get the Hilux, the more stuff is lined up and hopefully the smoother everything is going to roll. But I'm trying to clear up my schedule. I'm trying to get all the work that I need to get done before the whole build starts. I'm trying to get that all done. So I've got a clear head and I can just 100% dedicate myself to this. And that's why it's kind of scary for me because I'm 100% dedicating myself to this, like 100%, which means my only income for the next 12 weeks is going to be from Rome Overlanding. It's going to be from YouTube and Patreon. So I really hope you guys do consider kind of getting on Patreon, even if it's at $1.99 a month. It makes a huge difference. Just for kind of a reference sake, if you guys are watching videos at the moment and the video has ads, you are maybe contributing 0.03 cents, if that, maybe 0.01 cents per view. So by contributing a dollar, just imagine like that is so much more contribution. And that cents is in rands, not in dollars. So times that by 10. You know, or about almost 20, sorry. So just think about that level of contribution difference. It makes a big, big difference at the end of the day, and it is hugely appreciated. So I'm gonna definitely be putting in a lot of work into Rome Overlanding, and I would really appreciate that cup of coffee at the end of the month or whatever from you guys. So it'll be cool, and I'm hoping that as a value add, we can still keep continuing to have these awesome little live stream sessions, and you guys are going to stay up to date and kind of clued in and involved with the whole build going forward. It's going to be really cool. So I also want to hear from you guys what type of stuff you want to see in the next build. What kind of challenges do you kind of pose for Rome Overlanding? And yeah, let's have fun with this, guys. Let's have fun with this. Why not? You know, is this not for entertainment after all? You know, sure, there's the learning and things like that, but it needs to also be entertaining. And I think I want to really start working on that entertainment kind of, value of entertainment over this next build and kind of playing around with that a little bit. So I really do encourage you guys to kind of get involved and give some ideas and things like that. What's happening here? Mr. Robert Portelli says, thanks for the stream. Really enjoyed it. Awesome. Peter Cornelius, cheers, boys. Have a good one. Keep up the good work. You bastard. Been on Patreon, join. Awesome, buddy. Appreciate your support. Robert Portelli, lol. Okay, guys. Well, have a lovely evening further. And I will see you again next week. If you're a patron, ooh, a giveaway awaits. Cheers, guys.